Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, Lonnie Quinn's our go-to guy on this stuff when it happens. Usually we're asking for a forecast. Now we're asking for what happened. Lonnie, welcome. What happened? Why were the models so messed up? What happened? Why did everybody get caught
without pants down?
Not prepared. Yeah,
you're right. Well, you know, you're right, Mike, when you say, why did the models not pick up on this? There was not a single model. I mean, and I've got a bevy of my look at. There was not a single model that said, hey, we're looking at, you know, 16, 17, 18 inches in some of the suburbs north of New York City, which is what we got. Mount Hope got, George, what was the final number of Mount Hope?
18.3
inches, Mount Hope in Orange County.
Wow.
I mean, unheard of. So here's the deal. You want to know what happened. And,
yeah.
And Mike, let me tell you, listen, I have no problem telling you guys what happened here after the fact. I will admit, tougher to tell you before it happened. So looking back on it, I see what happens. You had this storm coming in from the south, so it's got warm air, and it's coming into a cold air solution. And we were very cold yesterday before the storm got here. Well, when cold, dry air meets warm, moist air, anytime you have conflict in the atmosphere, two different opposing air masses, you're going to get activity. Well, it started snowing. No surprise there. Problem is it started snowing so fast. And think about this, Mike. There was so much snow in the air, even though the air was supposed to be getting warmer, the all those snowflakes acted like ice cubes in a glass of water. It actually cooled the air down around it, and it kept it cold enough for snow much longer. Quite frankly, look, we were saying the whole time I thought the time for accumulating snow would be 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. The time was 1 p.m. until 9 p.m., so you ended up having at least 3 extra hours of heavy snow, and during that time, it snowed at times 1 inch an hour, maybe 2 inches an hour, so that right there gives you anywhere from 3 to 6 inches more than what we had planned on, and, you know, you look at the whole situation here in New York City, which, you know, look, I live in the city, my wife and my kids are here, and they were just as bothered as everybody else. I mean, my wife was separated from the kids, he couldn't get there. What ends up happening is you have that accident out on the GWB. Well, that accident took place with about 2 inches of snow on the ground. So, you know, I'm hearing all these things from, you know, officials saying, well, you know, we were planning on more. It's like, wait a second, guys. The accident took place when there was about 2 inches or so. So it wasn't an overwhelming amount of snow that caused that accident. It's the fact that you didn't even prepare for 2 inches of snow, which really was the number that was being shot out.
Is the expectation, Lonnie, that because it's November 15th, they figure it's just going to dissipate? Is that the idea?
Could be. I can't put myself into their mind, but that makes kind of sense to me, thinking like, hey, you know what? We've had storms that have given us over 20 inches of snow. We can deal with this one with our eyes closed. Well, you know what? You can't necessarily. And also, you got to remember, regular people out on the streets driving their cars, okay, my family included, we're not quite snow savvy yet. We're not there, Mike. This is not like catching, for New York City, we got 4 to 6 inches, okay?
Right.
It's not like getting 4 to 6 inches in February. Your first storm in November, you got to get your sea legs under you. and we just didn't have them, quite frankly. And again, so you get that action on the GWB.
Do they get the same model? Do they work off the same models you work off? Do the city and the sanitation people work off the same models you do?
I don't know who. I'm assuming. I'm going to make an assumption here. So please, let's mark this very clearly. I'm assuming they have an on-staff meteorologist. I'm assuming they do. Because they don't call me. They don't call any of the. Listen, but that being said, Mike, every single meteorologist in town had a similar forecast.
What were you expecting yesterday? What were you expecting?
Well, I was expecting, for our 11 p.m. the night before, we had, this is when we got the new information that it could be more. So we had half the city in 1 to 3, the eastern half. The other half we had in 3 to 5. It ended up being 4 to 6. So even if you take my low-end number, like, you know, when I was saying, you know, a couple of, you know, 1 to 2 slushy inches of snow on the eastern suburbs and, you know, maybe 3 to 5 on the other side, even if you take that low number, if you had prepared for the 2 inches, you would have stopped the whole domino effect that happened when the GWB became a disaster. And I mean, hey, Mike, listen, let me tell you this. This is a great meteorological point. There are things to be learned here. There really are.
This is something no one was prepared for. Clearly, nobody, not just New York City, suburbs, everybody, no one was prepared for that.
We're going to write papers on this because here's the deal. When I was working down in Miami, the National Hurricane Center, we would watch hurricanes make their way from Africa towards the U.S. Now, when they stall, when a hurricane stalls over the ocean, over the warm water, you go, oh, man, all hands on deck. This thing's going to grow in strength. It's going to get stronger and stronger. Lo and behold, that happens maybe 90% of the time. We had a couple of examples while I was working there where the hurricane got weaker, and we're like, what in God's name is going on here? We learned about something, you know, called upwelling, where even though it's stalled over the warm water, that hurricane is churning the ocean so much it's pulling the cold water from the bottom of the ocean up to the surface and actually weakening the hurricane. It doesn't happen all the time, but you got to put it now in the back of your mind. Every time you see a storm stall, you got to say, hey, you know what? Most likely that storm's going to strengthen, but do not bet your bottom dollar on it because this could happen. Now we know when we see a moisture-laden storm come into the cold air, come into the warm air, and we think it's going to change to rain, we got to say, hey, look, if it snows hard enough, it can actually create its own cold air and not turn over to rain.
What's the average temperature for November 15th?
November 15th, we should be 56 degrees.
We were way below that, number one. And number two, what's an early time? Is November 15th outrageously early for snow?
You ready for this? That was the earliest time we've ever picked up 6 inches of snow in the history of New York, going all the way back to the late 1800s.
The earliest ever?
Ever. Now, I will tell you, but let's put this in perspective. So we picked up 6.4. That's the earliest we've ever had that much snow, ever. All right? But 2011, you picked up, I think it was 4.3.
Okay.
In November. So, come on, you're not. It is a record, but it doesn't crush it, the numbers. I mean, we had 4 points some odd in 2011.
Gotcha. Thanks, I know you got to get to work. Thanks very much.
All good talking to you, Mike.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Bye-bye. Right.
Lonnie Quinn, CBS Channel 2 weatherman.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom. Cars in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?